Hello, this is Scott.
Sorry, Scott, it's Nadine. I hit the wrong button. Sorry.
I was so, what did I do?
And then you're like, all of a sudden it said, you've been kicked out of the conference. I'm like, oh, my God. I hit the wrong button. Sorry.
I thought it was one of my chins again.
Here's what I would recommend when you do the tracking number, okay? Mm-hmm. If you're a person that's always taking the calls and you're always on your phone, then I would suggest doing a tracking number only because it's you're really tracking it from your phone, right? For the meantime, I would say keep it as your phone number, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then if later on you guys decide, you know, we'd like a tracking number, then we can always add that in, okay? It just, if you're always on your phone, which it doesn't sound like you really are, I mean, the majority of the time you're working, you're not really on your phone, like, looking up stuff. So
right.
I would suggest let's just leave it as the phone number for now.
Got it.
Okay?
Yep.
Okay. And then, now, if you take a look at your phone, I know you got several messages from us, but the one that I need you to look for, it'll say initial invoice. It'll either be the last one that came through or the one before that.
And this is going to be an email or a text?
It went to both, email and text message. So it went to Stacy's and it also went to your phone.
Okay, so it went to my text. Okay, let me find it.
Yes, and it'll say initial invoice.
Well, I see one that says local / welcome if you have any questions.
It's the one after that. It would be the one after that.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it. I've got a couple of personal ones after that, but I don't see. What if I click on that one and then look up everything that we've done? I think I see what's going on. Thanks for choosing
that one. Yes. Thank you for choosing local /. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. Okay.
Got it.
Do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Yes.
Okay. Click on where it says click here.
Okay.
Now it's going to take you to a page that says local / terms of experience. At the very top it says that, right?
Right.
Okay, so this is everything that we went over in the voice verification. On that same page, what you're going to do is you're going to scroll all the way down to the very bottom where it's going to ask you, Scott, for your signature, right, to type in your name. But before you do that, right above it, there's a little box to the left, and next to it, it says, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all the information is true and accurate, right? You see that there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So by you clicking in that box, you're saying it is your name on the card that you provided for the payment. Okay?
Yeah.
And then you're just going to type your name exactly as it reads, just Scott Hollis. You don't need to put the date because it's already there. And then you'll click on confirm signature. Okay? Let me know when you do that because the next thing you should see is it's asking you for a username and a password. Let me know when you see that.
I see it.
Okay, perfect. So I wanted you to see this part. This is why I want you to watch that video. Right now, we don't have your username and password yet because they're going to create that customized tracking and reporting system. So in 5 to 7 days, you're going to receive an email to the integrityllc.stacy email. They're going to send you the link, the username, and the password. This is where you guys are going to go in and track your results. Okay?
Got it.
All right.
Okay.
Now, the last thing that I do want to go over with you, reminder that Wednesday between 10 and 11 o'clock, your time, they're going to call you from an 877 number. So just make sure to answer all calls during that hour. They're going to call your phone. Okay? You'll get that reminder an hour before your interview. From that time, after your client interview, okay, because they're going to be verifying everything. So from then, 6 to 10 days is when you're going to receive that PIN code in the mail to your home address. Your address will be hidden on Google. It won't show. So if anyone gets the mail, tell them you're waiting for this postcard. It'll say Google at the top. Don't throw it away. It's not junk mail. Okay? The technician will explain it to you as well. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed within all those popular directories. We're going to send you your login credentials to start tracking your results with us. The password, you guys can update it to a password of your choice, but you're only going to have one username and one password. So make sure that Stacy knows what the username and password is. So if she's tracking the reports as well. Seven to 14 days, your website's going to be completed. We're going to email it to you. Okay. And we're going to have you look at it first before we have it go live in case you have any changes. And your Facebook ads are going to be up and running. Okay. Make sure that if she is doing Facebook ads, tell her to stop because we're going to take over. Okay. Now, what is stated in our terms and conditions, Scott, that we sent you in writing, it states that your business will have first page placement, okay, in the local map section between 30 to 45 days. However, we do like to underpromise and overdeliver. I've seen it at times where it has happened sooner. So once you get that PIN code, get that to us ASAP, okay? In the meantime, so you can start getting these calls coming to you, we're going to get you listed in the directories, the Facebook ads up and running, the website going a lot sooner, okay, so you can start generating more calls, right? And we'll be sending you notifications as well as these things are being completed, okay? So we'll keep you in the loop as things are being processed, and once you're live in the local map on the first page and the directories, the Facebook ads, so we're going to keep you in the loop, okay?
Awesome. Okay.
I want to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family, and I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited for you.
Me too, Nadine. Thank you so much, my sister.
You
I appreciate
you. So welcome. And listen, you have yourself a very blessed day and a good Bible study tomorrow.
Thanks. And
what book are you guys studying on? What book?
We are in James right now. So,
are you serious? We were in Mark. Our pastor actually just did like a 12-week breakdown of the book of James. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
She called it pressure points.
Yeah, right. Well, if I can figure out how to tame the tongue, I'll be halfway there, I guess.
You and me both. Yesterday we were talking about how the dog returns to its vomit.
Right.
And how we repeat the same sin over and over, and
over
I'm like,
and over.
Oh, I'm so guilty.
yeah, and I love that imagery that James uses because it's so gross, but isn't it gross, you know?
Yeah, so. You know, the book of James, I'm the type I need it broken down for me. I don't understand. I actually have an NIV Bible, so it's a little bit more, it's not like the thy, thou, you know what I mean? I'll get lost.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I hear you. I don't understand yesterday, let alone 300 years ago language.
Exactly. But what a pleasure. Well, it was such a pleasure to meet you, you know, and I want to thank you for your time. And Scott, I wish you many blessings with your business.
Thank you. And God has been blessing. I could just go on and on. 3 months ago, Miss Henry was homeless. And now she is our office manager, and she has a cute little home, and she's so excited about what's going on. And so it's
amazing.
Wow.
It is. You know what? It's always in his timing, right?
I
could go on with the miracles that have happened in my family.
Yep.
And I mean, I'll tell you, my husband right now is a cancer survivor. I mean, we basically tell him he's like a cat, nine lives. And we always tell him, you know, God's not done with you yet. You know what I mean?
Right. That's something else going. Exactly.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, it's been such a pleasure, Nadine.
Likewise.
You
are so welcome. I've taken enough of your time, so you have a good one.
Time well spent. Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.